In Washington, the Supreme Court hears oral arguments today in Janus versus AskMe. That's the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The plaintiff in this case is Mark Janus. He's a state employee in Illinois. And back in 2007, Mark Janus noticed a deduction from his paycheck for union dues. Well, Mark Janus isn't in a union, so today he's arguing that he shouldn't have to pay those fees. But Janus still gets the same pay and the same benefits as his union coworkers, and he has to under the law. And that means that the union represents Mark Janus whether he wants them to or not. And there are thousands of employees like Mark Janus across the country, and unions like AskMe rely on their dues to negotiate. The case could have major consequences for how unions represent workers and how much clout they have in bargaining with employers. Joseph McCartan is following this case. He's a professor of history at Georgetown University, also executive director of the Kalmanovitz Initiative for Labor and the Working Poor.
This is potentially the biggest, the most important case governing American labor relations that the court has decided in really more than a generation. There's been a, I would say, about a 50-year struggle going on over the principle of agency fees or fair share fees, as unions call them. It's a way of ensuring union security in a workplace. It's been a struggle going on over this for about 50 years, and what's potentially going to happen in Janus versus AFSCME is a decision that would reverse a 41-year-old precedent. It's not often that a Supreme Court would reverse a precedent like that, but in this case, they might do so. If they do, it could have a significant and very dangerous effect for unions and their security in the public sector and therefore for the whole union movement.
Well, what's at the core of Mark Janus's argument here? He's not a union employee. I can see why he doesn't want to pay dues, but he still gets all the benefits, at least in terms of his pay and other workplace benefits. So what's he arguing?
He's arguing that everything a union does amounts to nothing more than a political action. And if he is to support that, he's saying that this is an infringement on his First Amendment rights. The union says in this case that if the Supreme Court rules, as Janus contends, that everything a union does is political and that, therefore, nobody can be required to pay for the representational work of a union, that this would create a free rider problem all through the public sector. 22 states now allow unions to bargain for contracts that provide for these fees. Those contracts would immediately become null and void on this provision. Really, what's at stake here is whether collective bargaining can any longer work in the public sector. And so while this is framed as a free speech case, it is really probably fundamentally about whether a majority of workers can really effectively bargain on their own behalf through a union and, in fact, get contracts that apply to all workers.
You mentioned that there's a 41-year-old precedent in this case. The Supreme Court has already ruled on this issue. Justices are usually reluctant to overturn precedents. Why would they in this case?
There's been a significant shift in ideology in the court's composition and, in fact, in the Republican Party and its outlook on collective bargaining and unions since 1977. Part of that is represented by who is defending Mark Janus in this case. It's an operation called the Liberty Justice Center, which has been supported by the Koch brothers and other wealthy financiers. And what we've seen is since 1977, many institutions such as the Liberty Justice Center have sprung up in states around the country and, in fact, pursued a very coordinated legal strategy to try to deny unions funding to continue to operate. As that has happened, the court's composition has also changed, and arguments that were made 41 years ago and found wanting by the Supreme Court then are now being resurrected and might be embraced by this court.
Joseph McCartan, professor of history at Georgetown University, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.